It's Wisconsin Today. I'm Rob Ferret.
And I'm Kate Archer-Kent. Hundreds of community members gathered for a candlelight vigil at the state capitol Tuesday night, grieving a school shooting in Madison that took the life of a student and teacher. Six people were wounded at Abundant Life Christian School as well on Monday.
And I know he watches me. His eyes on the space.
As authorities continue to search for motives and answers as to how the 15-year-old student was able to access the handguns, we hear now from Sandy Hook Promise.
Mark Barden is co-CEO and co-founder of this anti-gun violence group that he formed in 2013 after his first grade son, Daniel, was killed with 19 other children and six educators at Sandy Hook Elementary School in Newtown, Connecticut. Mark, thank you for being here.
Kate.
Mark, what words can you offer in this moment as the school and the community is grieving its losses?
That I've been thinking about you, the community has been thinking about you, my heart goes out to you. It's just such a horrific, senseless, preventable tragedy. And if there's ever a time that I could be of any consolation or an ear or shoulder to cry on, I'm here for you. And it's just, it's devastating to witness this happening again and knowing the life-changing journey that these folks are going to be embarking on right now.
327, it's the number of school shootings this year to date. That's according to a national K-12 school shooting database. Abundant Life Christian School, that is, this year marks Wisconsin's deadliest year on record. What advice do you have for families and school communities as they try to heal and really wrestle with this grief and anger?
It's just that there is no way to, there's no wrong way to move through this. There, I can't even say that there's a healing or a resolution other than, accept the help from folks who are there for you, your friends and family, who don't know what to do, who can't take your pain away, but want to do anything they can to make your life easier. Let them do that. It will be helpful to you, and it gives them a sense of purpose and meaning. Understand that there's no wrong way to move through this. Just do this at your own pace. Rely on the love and the support of others if you have that luxury in your life. And know that we're out there working to prevent this from happening to other folks.
I want to get to Sandy Hook Promise in just a moment, but I also want to ask you about digital media. You know, some people and kids, they're living this tragedy through their online social media channels. And as you're well aware, toxic conspiracy theories rose up around the Sandy Hook massacre. What do you say about going online to process a tragedy?
Once again, I think it's whatever works for you. If there's comfort in that, I would definitely steer clear of that element that may surface here as well. It certainly did with Sandy Hook, and I would just do your best to avoid that and ignore that. There's no good in it. It's nothing healthy in there. But in whatever way. Maybe folks engage in their hobbies or looking at photos of family or whatever you find to be helpful. If that's the path you take, try stuff out, see what works. Try to stay healthy and positive to the best of your ability. I know for us, we had to focus on making it as normal an existence for our surviving children as we possibly could. That's a lot of work all by itself, but it's kind of healthy, distracting work. We had mixed results. It was our younger children who were there accompanying us as much as we were able to be there for them. So you just have to move through this in whatever way works best for you.
Sandy Hook Promise is running this program that aimed to help authorities identify warning signs before someone commits an act of gun violence. Can you talk about the impact you're finding through this type of program?
Well, so, yeah, Kate, thanks for asking that. You know, we started this organization with the basic, simple concept of preventing other families from having to endure this lifetime of pain, and to see if there was a different approach that we could take that hadn't already been done, where we could truly focus on the essence of prevention. That led us to a lot of research where we learned that almost always folks talk about it first before they commit an act of violence, and they often talk about it to more than one person. And so all of those warning signs that are being exhibited, and this case looks to be the same, those are all opportunities to make an intervention and to connect that person to help. So imagine a world where everybody knew how to look for those warning signs and had the tools with which to connect somebody and the resources with which to connect somebody to help before it became a tragedy. That's what we're doing at Sandy Hook Promise. We bring these programs, these Know the Signs programs, into schools at no cost, train students, parents, and teachers how to recognize those warning signs, how to be a trusted adult to a student who sees warning signs either in themselves or others. And then that trusted adult can then connect that individual with whatever support or services they need. We have students trained in our Know the Signs programs have now prevented at least 16, possibly more, credible planned school shootings and countless acts of violence, over 700 suicides, just by using their knowledge from their training on how to recognize those warning signs and then connecting that person to a trusted adult who can get them to the help. And also, you know, good policy safety initiatives, safer access to firearms. You know, if you choose to own a firearm in your home, it should not be accessible to those who should not have access to it. We also support youth mental health and wellness programs and initiatives and policy. So there is a lot of things that we can do. We have a model that works. And it's so hard to say that this didn't have to happen, that it was preventable to folks who are living through this pain. Mm. It's, you know, I understand that dichotomy. Having, you know, living this myself, what happened to us in Sandy Hook was preventable. But we just need to get more folks trained. And, you know, folks in our communities aware of those warning signs and with the tools with to get them connected to help.
Mark Barden is with us, co-founder of Sandy Hook Promise, the anti-gun violence group that he formed in 2013, as we talk about the Abundant Life Christian School shooting in Madison this week. Mark, I hear echoes of what you're saying in our conversation yesterday with the director of the Wisconsin Department of Justice's Office of School Safety. Trish Kilpin was here, and she said research even 25 years ago pointed to access to a confidential reporting system as being key to help prevent school attacks. And Wisconsin started its threat reporting line called Speak Up, Speak Out, or SUSO, in 2020.
What we're seeing is tremendous use of this system. We have received over 13,000 tips to SUSO. And yes, it does prevent violence. That is clear with the research. But we also see a real broad diffusion of benefits.
A broad diffusion of benefits. What importance do you see for states' efforts like Speak Up, Speak Out in preventing gun violence?
There's so much benefit from it, Kate, and as we just heard, a broad spectrum of benefit. We have our anonymous reporting system that's connected to our Say Something program, so students have access to a crisis center that's staffed with trained counselors who are multilingual, who have already connected with their district. So when a tip comes into the crisis center, they already know who all the folks on the ground in that district are, the administration, the school staff, the support systems in the area, the mental health services in the area. So they already know who to liaise with based on the nature of that tip. We've seen students using that, especially during the quarantine when they were at home and they weren't always in the safest place at home. 13-year-olds calling our crisis counselors in the middle of the night, just to have somebody to talk to who cared about them, who understood them. But they have made so many interventions and gotten help to where it's needed. Many of them folks, you know, young folks who were in the throes of suicide, who were actually in progress. Their crisis counselors were able to get help to them and keep them on the phone to de-escalate that situation and save their lives. We also see, and back to that broader value add that we see is students who are trained in these programs take this seriously. They take our Say Something program and the Start with Hello program seriously. They understand that they need to be an upstander for one another. We see a more connected culture, a more compassionate culture in the schools that we serve. We build the programs into clubs in the schools, so it's not just a training once in September and we're done. We build it into the culture and the climate of the school. So, in addition to stopping the bad things, we're also building and fostering a culture of upstanders who are more compassionate and more connected with one another.
It sounds as if it's really grassroots, coming up through the students and then, you know, training a generation of students in these values.
That's exactly right, Kate. We train students now in the kindergarten through 12th grade education universe, and they're continually retrained, and they build clubs, they build awareness events and activities around these simple programs that we don't charge them anything for it. We give it to the students. Students aren't being administered to from their administrators or their teachers. They are doing this themselves. They have the agency. They are empowered by this, and it's amazing to watch it work. They really take it seriously, and they do incredible work with these programs all year long, year after year. So it literally does become part of who they are. And when they go out into the world to start their own families, it just becomes part of who they are to be looking out for one another, to be telling a trusted adult, to be an upstander for one another.
Mark, thank you so much for joining us. Thank you for your time.
Thank you. And my heart goes out to the community there in Madison. Thanks for having me, Kate.
Mark Barden is co-CEO and co-founder of the Sandy Hook Promise. It's an anti-gun violence group that he formed in 2013 after the Sandy Hook Elementary School massacre in Newtown, Connecticut. If you or someone you know may be considering suicide or is in crisis, call or text 988 to reach the Suicide and Crisis Lifeline. Again, three digits, 988.